This is awkward. The gentleman here to my left is Mr. Stephen Merritt. I wouldn't make that noise if I were you. And my name is Daniel Handler, and the two of us together are two-thirds of the musical ensemble known as the Gothic Archies. But it is the third member, our percussionist, Mr. Snicket, who we were really waiting to see, and he... Well, I don't mean to imitate the most tedious part of the most tedious production, Peter Pan, but maybe if you applauded real hard, Mr. Snicket would come. I guess we've all learned a lesson about applauding real hard. I guess I'll call him. And Mr. Merritt, why don't you, play something to warm up the crowd. Hello. Could I speak to Mr. Snicket, please?
Smile.
Yes, I'll hold.
No one cares how you feel. Stop acting like a child. Everything's yours to steal if you'll just smile.
Yes.
Have you no dignity?
Yes.
Have you no sense of style?
See.
You'll never be pretty until you smile.
Yes, she's here.
Smile.
No.
No one cares how you feel.
No.
The world wants to be beguiled. You can make this world kneel.
Ten and a half.
Just smile. Always the best disguise.
No, Alan conceded, so it's...
The license to defile. Everyone you despise will die, so smile.
Could you say that again?
Smile.
No, could you say it again? I couldn't hear you. Someone was singing and playing the ukulele.
Smile.
Could you say that one more time?
Smile.
I see you haven't learned your lesson about applauding real hard. I'm afraid Mr. Snicket is not going to be here. And I won't bother to repeat that scarcely believable story I heard from this scarcely believable phone. I don't know why anyone would lie to children. Although it is fun. Mr. Snicket wanted very much to be here and play some of the songs that Mr. Merritt has written about his work. Yes! Dreadful songs! But songs not quite as terrible as his books. For instance, the next big part of the show, we were going to play a song entitled This Abyss, which refers to the very dark hole down which the Baudelaires fall in Mr. Snicket's book, The Ersatz Elevator, and the terrible hole down which readers of The Ersatz Elevator find themselves in. It's a song that will sound particularly terrible without percussion. We hope you enjoy it. What is it that Mr. Snicket says? Oh, that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. abyss. This death is no.
Better pretend we heard the big cymbal crash. Thank you. No. That wasn't the sort of thank you usually indicated by the words thank you, which is a begging for applause. It was more the sort of tedious, apologetic thank you for the disastrous afternoon that you're having. Because Mr. Snicket wanted very much to be here to play these songs for you.
Why?
To teach a very important lesson about his books. Books like this that are relatively easy to steal from young people. The moral lesson contained in each and every one of Mr. Snicket's books. Many people have occasion to ask me, do these books have any messages for young people? And of course, sir, of course they have messages for young people. If you see Count Olaf, scream and run away. If you see Count Olaf, scream and run away. One of the most important lessons in all literature. It's a book, it's a lesson you can't get from the complete organic pregnancy. You can only get it from a book like this. So even though you might find yourself wanting to read a book like this, it would be better to read The Complete Organic Pregnancy. What you need to know, from the nail polish you wear to the bed you sleep in to the water you drink, written by fearmongers Deirdre Dolan and Alexander Zizou. Far better to read that book and yet still to absorb the lesson if you see Count Olaf scream and run away. Or as it might be conveyed to people behind a glass wall. It's the message that all of Mr. Snicket's books contain. It is the moral of the bad beginning in which the Baudelaires find themselves living with someone they do not love. And of course, sir, we all know how terrible that can be. Hi, madam. It is the lesson of the reptile room in which Count Olaf commits murder! A crime that is vicious and terrible no matter how grisly and deserving the victim may be. It is the lesson of the wide window in which a woman finds herself vanished. It is the lesson of the miserable mill, of the austere academy, of the ersatz elevator, of the vile village, of the hostile hospital, the carnivorous carnival, the slippery slope, the grim grotto, the penultimate peril. And now this, the longest and most dreadful of Mr. Snicket's books, The End, in which the Baudelaires find themselves shipwrecked, which inspired the song Shipwrecked, which we will play for you now. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
I can't think of a single thing I'd rather do than be cast away on an island with you. No, I can't think of anything more heavenly than to have you shipwrecked on a tropical island with me. Shipwrecked with you, shipwrecked with you. I can't think of a single thing I'd rather do than and be cast away on an island with you. I can't think of a single thing I'd rather do, and that's why I had to get rid of the crew. So I lopped off their heads and dropped them in the sea, just to have you shipwrecked on a tropical island with me. Shipwrecked with you, shipwrecked with you. I can't think of a single thing I'd rather do, and that's why I decapitated the crew.
Now at this part of the performance, Mr. Snicket was going to read out loud a short selection from whatever book he was able to steal, and illustrate his genius prose with percussive illustrations. But being as Mr. Snicket is not here, that's utterly impossible. Unless I find $200,000 or a pair of volunteers. A pair of volunteers, and there are requirements for volunteering. Not just any old slob can volunteer, there are requirements. The first requirement is that you must have limbs. If you have no arms or legs, if you are merely a torso, do not raise your hand. The other requirement is that the two volunteers are friends with one another. If you have no friends, if you spend your life weeping and moaning and wishing you had a friend to call your own, then once again you're being disappointed. You two women are friends? You won't be soon. Come on up here, please. I know that some of you were hoping to be chosen instead, but when you see the amount of pain and suffering that they go through, you'll be glad that it's them and not you. Now come over here on the stand. Oh, you brought another book. See, what a sucker. What is your name, Adam? Jackie. And yet your post-it says Jacqueline. And what is your name?
Natalie.
Jackie and Natalie. And how long have you been friends, Jackie and Natalie?
Sisters.
You're sisters.
Best friends.
So you're best friends. Who in the world told you to say that? Now, why don't you stand right here and you'll be Mr. Snicket's right favored hand. And you'll be his left. Now the idea was that Mr. Snicket would read from a selection of this book and illustrate it percussively while I would play accordion and Mr. Merritt would play the same chords over and over and over and on the ukulele. But nobody wants that. Stop, wait, don't go. Now we're all alone, Natalie. It is useless for me to describe to you how terrible Violet, Klaus, and even Sunny felt in the hours that followed. Most people who have survived a storm at sea are so shaken by the experience. I see the California school system is as poor as I fear. You've learned nothing about basic percussion, have you? Another child left behind. hold this. Most people who have survived a storm at sea are so shaken by the experience that they never want to speak of it again. And so if a writer wishes to describe a storm at sea, his only method of research is to stand on a large wooden boat with a notebook and pen, ready to take notes should a storm suddenly strike. Even for the Democratic Congress, we have this trouble. Ready to take notes should a storm suddenly strike! But I have already stood on a large wooden boat with a notebook and pen, ready to take notes should a storm suddenly strike! And by the time the storm cleared, I was so shaken! It's like I'm there. By the experience that I never wanted to speak of it again. So it is useless of me to describe the force of the wind. The force of the wind. Now, there are two ways of playing this percussion instrument. One way is to hold it very close to your body so that this sharp metal spring might jump up and hit your eye. The other, less suspenseful method is to hold it away from your body. Which method will you choose? Suddenly everything's clear. So it is useless for me to describe the force of the wind that tore through the sails as if they were paper and sent the boat spinning! Yeah, you hold it on both, yeah, with both hands there, as if you were throttling a baby. Do you remember when Natalie was born? Your baby sister? And jealous and angry. And sent the boat spinning like an ice skater showing off. It is impossible for me to convey the volume of rain that fell, drenching the bowlers in freezing water so that their concierge uniforms clung to them like an extra layer of soaked and icy skin. It is futile for me to portray the streaks of lightning that clattered down from the swirling clouds, striking the mast of the boat and sending it toppling into the churning sea. It is inadequate for me to report on the deafening thunder that rang in the boat leader's ears, and it is superfluous for me to recount how the boat began to tilt back and forth, sending all of its contents tumbling into the ocean. It is worthless for me to specify the increasing size of the waves rising out of the water, first like shark fins, and then like tents, and finally like glaciers, their icy peaks climbing higher and higher and higher until they finally came crashing down on the soaked and crippled boat with an unearthly roar, like the laughter of some terrible beast. It is bootless for me to render an account of the Baudelaire orphans clinging to one another in fear and desperation, certain that at any moment they would be dragged away and tossed to their watery graves, while the winning figurehead detached from the boat with a deafening crackle! No! That was the big finale! With a deafening crackle! Thank you very much. Please go home. No. Oh, don't worry. You'll get it back later. You'll get it! despite the rampant professionalism of our volunteers, it still seems to me that the lesson, if you see Count Olaf scream and run away, has not perhaps been properly absorbed. Really, then, I should read not only the rest of the end, but all the other 12 volumes of dreadful books that I have written, that Mr. Snicket has written. But if I did that, then the floor of this beautiful synagogue would be covered in hair. We would become so depressed that we would tear out not only our own hair, but the hair of others in our misery and woe, forcing some of us to wear strange plaid hats or cheap wigs. And so I will not read any more of Mr. Snicket's dreadful books, but instead we'll teach the lesson, If You See Count Olaf Scream and Run Away, by performing the song, If You See Count Olaf Scream and Run Away. And the song goes like this. The song is called Vamping, and it simply means that you play the same thing over and over and over, and it's a wonderful way to drive people crazy. The Count has an eye on his ankle and lives in a horrible place. He wants all your money, he's never at all funny. He wants to remove your face. And you might be thinking, what a romp this is. But wait till you meet his accomplices. When you see Count Olaf, you're suddenly full of disgust and despair and dismay. In the whole of the soul of Count Olaf, there's no love. When you see Count Olaf, count to zero. Then scream and run away. Scream, 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 and run away. Run, 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 or die, 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 die. What's this called? And what does it do? Two women with powdered white faces and one long-nosed bald man with warts. Things worsen and worsen. There's a hook-handed person and others with nastier parts. This evil and unpleasant group completes Count Olaf's acting. Ensemble! The goal of Count Olaf is getting control of the fortunes of urchins and orphans. Hooray! I mean horrors! Count Olaf is no laughing matter. When you see Count Olaf count to zero, then scream and run away. Scream, scream, scream and run away. Run, 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 or die, 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 die. last part of the song requires percussion from each and every one of you. When I sing the part of the song that says run, you may drum your feet on the floor as if running. Rehearsal! Fairly good. And when I sing the part that says die, you may slump over in the position you hope to find yourselves in your deaths. Rehearsal? Lovely. And run. Run, 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 run. Or die, 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 die. Run. Run, 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 run. Or die, 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 die. Run. Run, 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 run. Or die, 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 die. Run. Run, 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 run. Or die, 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 die. Run, run, die, die. Run, run, die, die. Run, die, run, die. Run, die, run, die. Thank you. Thank you very much. I love all of you. I have warm feelings for some of, well, thank you very much. And now I know that some of you were hoping to have your books autographed by the author. But being as the author isn't here, and that's enough McCarthy-esque accusations from you, there's no way that can happen. But I do happen to have with me the official Lemony Snicket stamp! And so in a few moments, not far from here, I will be stamping your books. And putting the date in them so when the police come to your house, and they'll come, Natalie, and say, where were you on the 11th of November, 2006? You can prove you were not committing whatever crime it is they always accuse you of, but that instead you were here at Book Passage in the presence of something or other. Thank you very much for coming. I'm sorry it was such a disappointment.